I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Pope Francis has urged the world's Roman Catholics not to ignore the plight of migrants forced to leave their own land because of violence. At a Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City, the pontiff drew comparisons with the biblical story of Mary and Joseph, who found no place to stay in Bethlehem when Mary was about to give birth to Jesus. Pope Francis said respect for migrants was an integral part of Christianity.
So many other footsteps are hidden in the footsteps of Joseph and Mary. Today we see the tracks of entire families forced to set out. We see the tracks of millions of people who do not choose to go away, but, driven from their land, leave their dear ones behind.
A senior official from the UN Refugee Agency has expressed doubts as to whether the proposed timetable for the return of Rohingya refugees to Myanmar is realistic. The first repatriations under an agreement between Bangladesh and Myanmar are due to start in January, but the UNHCR Assistant High Commissioner, Volker Türk, told the BBC the population was very traumatized.
After what they have gone through, it will be very difficult for them to create the confidence to return. There needs to be an urgent effort to create the conditions, meaning to build the confidence with the communities back home, to ensure that the villages are rebuilt, that there is indeed a very clear pathway towards recognition as who they are.
The president of Guatemala, Jimmy Morales, has said he plans to move his country's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. On Thursday, Guatemala was one of only seven countries that voted with the United States and Israel against a United Nations resolution calling on Washington to reverse its recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. Warren Bull reports.
Jimmy Morales said he decided to move the Guatemalan embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem after talking to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Morales is the first other international leader to support the position of Donald Trump, who earlier this month said Washington would recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move its embassy to the ancient city. It prompted Palestinian street protests and criticism that he was jeopardizing the Middle East peace process. The Trump administration had threatened to cut aid to countries that voted against the U.S. at the United Nations, and this is likely to have been a factor in the latest decision by Mr. Morales.
World News from the BBC.